Hey everybody, this is Chess Griffin here. It's been a long time since I've done an HPR episode, and it's good to be back. I'm recording this Dave Yates style, meaning in my car. I'm recording it on my Nexus 4 phone, so hopefully the quality will be okay, and I apologize if it's not, but hopefully this content will be interesting. But what I wanted to record a little show about was about a piece of software I discovered recently. I posted about this on Google Plus. It's called Templer, T-E-M-P-L-E-R, and it's developed by a guy named Steve Kemp. I believe he's a Debian developer. I know he runs the Debian administration website, and he's got some other software that he's created. One's called Chronicle, which is a flat file blog compiler, I guess you could say. But this software, Templer, is pretty cool. It's a static website generator written in Perl. And there's a lot of these out there, of course. But the nice thing about what I like about this one is, now, well, let me pause for a minute. I haven't played around with this a lot, you know, a few days or so. So this is a real high-level 30,000-foot view of this software. But what's nice about it is it's really small. It's very simple to use, very self-contained. It's easy to install, very few dependencies, and it's got some really nice features. So this is what I've discovered about this. The way this thing works is, first of all, I just pulled it from the GitHub repo into my home directory on a server that I administer, and I just cd'd into that directory and ran make, and it just quick little compile, and it was done. You don't need to install it. You know, you don't need to do make install to install it system-wide. You can, or you can just leave it there in that directory and run it as a non-root user, which is what I've done. But it includes a couple little helper scripts, and one of them will create a little directory structure for you for a website. But the way this software works, basically, it's got three main directories. For the website, for each website that you're maintaining. There's an input directory, there's a layout directory, and then there's an output directory. And the idea is you write your pages in plain text files in the input directory. You create your HTML templates in the layout directory. And then when the script is run, it combines those two and outputs fully formatted HTML files in the output directory. And it uses like template tags, like you see in a lot of blogging software and whatnot. But there's just a few of these tags, and they're very simple to use. So there are some plugins that come with it, which make things handy. One is for Markdown, one is for Textile. So if you like to write in, say, Markdown, you can just there's a variable you can put on each page, saying that you want the format of the page is in Markdown, and that way when the script is run, it knows to use the Markdown plugin, and it will convert your Markdown markup into correct HTML, you know, like for ordered lists or unordered lists or URL links or that kind of thing. If you've used Markdown, you know what I mean. It also allows you to define global variables both by page and by layout. So you can, if there's something you use, a bit of code or a bit of, or something that you want to drop into your footers, let's say, you know, you want your name everywhere in a certain place, where you can just define it someplace and then use the template tag, and it will drop your name in wherever you put the tag. It also can run some code when it compiles the pages, Perl code and like shell commands. Steve's got some examples of this. So he's got one example where it runs the command hostname. You can also set it to run date, you know, the date command with certain, and you can format the date output. As you know, if you just run man date, you can see you can format the date output different ways. So you could define that as a variable and then plug in that, drop in that template tag where you want the date in the format that you like, and it will do it all correctly for you when you run the script. It also has a way to create like a little mini gallery. One of the plugins, it will basically search for files by, you know, regular expression, and so you can have it search for JPEG or PNG files or something. And when it finds those, it will insert the image, you know, HTML tags into the page, and so it'll create like a little mini gallery for you. It's pretty cool. I haven't tried it, but Steve has some working examples of that on his webpage. The dependencies for this are pretty minimal. It's really just Perl, and I think one Perl module. I think the HTML template module, if I remember correctly, and there's some optional modules for some of the extra features, like the Markdown, for example, plugin. If you want to use that, then you've got to have the Markdown Perl module installed. Same with Textile. It's got a little breadcrumb plugin. If you want, like, I have a little breadcrumb trail on your templates, there's a way to do that as well. You can have it output you can have it read in a file and put the output of the file into a web page, you know. So there's lots of different little things it can do for such a small little piece of software. It's pretty nifty and very clean and self-contained and that sort of thing. So it's pretty sweet. There's some other similar, you know, things like this out there that I've tried. I remember trying one called Pelican a few years ago. It's a Python piece of software, and it's kind of more intended for a blog, I guess, but it could be used for static pages. Of course, Steve's Chronicle software, as I mentioned, you know, I've used Blossom as a blog, and this is sort of similar to that in a way of, because Blossom can be run in static mode, so you can essentially use Blossom to create static pages. I've used the Smarty PHP template engine before. So this is similar to that, but it's nice because it's just one little script that you can run, and it's very easy to do, very simple to do. You just create your input, you know, your 4 or 5 pages, let's say, your, you know, index, about, contact, whatever, in your input directory. You've got your layouts and your CSS style sheets in the layout directory, and then you run it, and it combines everything and dumps it all into the output directory. And then you can copy it over to your web host, you know, your web root or wherever your, you know, wherever your web pages are served from. So check it out and, you know, play around with it and, you know, see what you think. So anyway, that's it. Thanks again. Hope you enjoyed this, and I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.